This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
They're in third place in the Eastern Conference. They're four games out of first place. They're two behind the Milwaukee Bucks for second place. And again, this Eastern Conference is going to be tough this year. Even in third place right now, they're five games out of not even being in the play-in tournament. So, though the Cavs are playing well, though some other teams are playing well, they're going to have to continue to play well, Andy. This is not going to be a conference where you can, you know, maybe have a hot start and then ride that for a while. You're going to have to keep it going. And I think the Cavs are very capable of doing that.
No, I think we learned last year, too, from, you know, the way they were able to have the hot start last year and then that things kind of tailed off, injuries and all that stuff didn't help them. But, you know, you look at a big game like last night, and you look at what the East is made of, and you hit the nail on the head that nothing is going to be easy. Nothing is going to be easy, and they're going to have to play as hard as they did last night in every game this season. And I do think it was interesting. I think that once you've reached that next point of becoming a better team, that you should expect wins when you're playing teams that might be outside of the playoff margin there, but now that it's 10 and not 8.
Yeah.
And that, it, you know, at least close games that – you should never have an issue with that, except for maybe, you know, when you I don't know, NBA plan losses, you know what I'm saying? Those games where you got back-to-backs or you're coming off the road or there's
schedule
some issues.
Schedule losses.
Mm-hmm. So I think this team has jumped it up to the next level. We saw this last year. I'm watching with a fine-tooth comb to see what happens this year to see if they can build off of what they did last year. And so I'm really enjoying this. But I'm also a little hesitant on some stuff, and I want to see how it plays out. The East is very competitive. The East is very equal. And, you know, we'll see how this shakes out. But I love this team. I mean, they're fun to watch. They get after it. And when they play hard, man, I think they can beat everybody in the league on a good night.
They are not different from most teams in the NBA. And that said, I don't like most teams in the NBA.
It's the style. Are we leaning on one guy to take a thousand shots? And I don't know that that's...
I don't like
that's
that.
Great.
I love great team basketball. And before anybody says, well, the Cavs have a great team. Yeah, they do. Okay, they do. What I don't like is this. And again, it's not different than most teams in the NBA. Why? Well, there are 30 teams in the NBA now. There are 15 players on each NBA roster. There are two guys on two-way contracts. There are a lot more guys playing NBA basketball than there used to be. I love team basketball where a unit wins a game. Miracle of Richfield. Okay, Jim Jones, Austin, Campy, Bingo, Dick Snyder. I loved being able to throw 8-9 guys out there, and as a unit, they won games. Larry Nance, Brad Doherty, Mark Price, Hot Rod, Craig Elo, Ronnie Harper when he was here. I loved those kind of teams. The LeBron teams here, you had Kyrie and Kevin, and then you had guys who helped. That won you a title and took you to the finals four times. Okay, so I get that. And last night, you had Donovan Mitchell with 43, Darius Garland with 21. Jared Allen was outstanding coming back from his injury, 24 and 11 rebounds, and nobody else had more than 7 points. It's a little bit of a concern. It's more of something that I just personally don't enjoy as much. I love watching team ball, And now Evan Mobley came up with 12 rebounds. That's terrific. He took only six shots. That's okay. They won. That's the way a lot of NBA ball is going now. I get it. I know that's the way teams are. And I explained one of the reasons why, Andy. There are so many teams. And rosters aren't just 12 players anymore. They're 15. And then two more. So, I mean, the talent level in the NBA isn't what it used to be at the end of the benches. At the top of the benches, man, they're just outstanding.
But they're, I mean, the potential to become a little bit more than what you want, a little less than what they are right now, as
it's
far
there.
As individual. Like, there was a play last night late in the game that was like, I don't know, it was just over the 100 mark. So, like, they probably got to like 103, I think, on this play. It was a little bit of high low between Garland and Mitchell. I lost my mind there for a second. There was a little bit of high low going on there for a second, and it was good enough to get him to the hoop, and he found the lane. So I think that some of the things that that might irritate you about this team or the way you see that they are building, I think that that can...
I wouldn't say irritate.
What's the right word? It's not uncomfortable?
I think it's... And it, again, the Cavs aren't alone here. Most teams are now like this. I think it's precarious.
All right, I'll take precarious.
If... You know, Donovan Mitchell had 43 points last night. He was great. Well, what if he's off one night? Can other guys step up? I think they can.
I do too, yeah.
But again, I just think it's precarious. But I think most NBA rosters are precarious. And so the Cavs aren't alone there. Again, don't get me wrong. But last night on TNT's postgame show, Charles Barkley was praising the Cavs and Donovan Mitchell, and he said, "My concern is their bench." He said, "I wonder if they have enough backing them up." And I've thought that all along. Last night, Donovan played 40 minutes.
40 Mitchells.
40 Mitchells.
Yeah.
40 minutes. Darius played 38. Jared Allen played 38 in his first game back. That's a lot of minutes.
That is a lot of minutes.
And on the bench, Jetty played 23. Caris LeVert played 23. And then Isaac Okoro played 10. And Kevin Love played 9. And again, it's not out of the ordinary in the NBA today. I love watching, you know, 8-9 guys really go at it. And then I think it's precarious sometimes when a guy has to go nuts with 43 for you to win the game.
So would you rather, like, the Suns, okay? Right, Suns are playing great basketball, right?
Yeah.
And they've got five guys that average double figures.
I love
those
kind of
teams. With Devin Booker leading the way with 28.
Yeah, I love those kind of teams.
And then you go to Ayton, who's averaging almost about 17 a game.
Although, look at the Cavs and the number of players they have scoring in double figures. They have plenty of guys scoring in double figures. In fact, it's six. But one of the situations there is, I think that has been a little inconsistent, you know, and so we'll see where it goes. But man, they've done a great job. Donovan Mitchell's the real deal. I loved him in Utah. I love him here. I had somebody who really knows the NBA tell me the only problem is it looks just like what Donovan Mitchell's teams looked like in Utah,
yeah.
And they went nowhere in the playoffs. I'm not going to buy that yet. And because I think this team is
has a little more depth.
I do. I thought the Utah teams that he played on, they had Rudy Gobert, who's not an offensive force, but is a terrific all-around center, but not having a great run in Minnesota so far. Bogdanovich was terrific for them. Joe Ingles was good for them. But I think the Cavs have more upper-end talent. And I want to see that come through. But there's no question. Donovan Mitchell's been terrific. And the team has done a really nice job so far. Kevin's in beautiful Cuyahoga Falls. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, Kev.
Gentlemen, how you doing today?
Good, good.
Good.
I just got to say, Jeff, I agree with everything you said, by the way. And last night, it was amazing, man. The atmosphere was electric. It was so exciting to be there. My son and I were high-fiving each other, having a great time. And, you know, in the fourth quarter, when they started chanting MVP, when Mitchell had just went off, it was so much fun. I mean, I can't remember having that much fun in a game in a long time, but we were loving it. We were taking it in, and you're right. I mean, it was really good team ball through three quarters, and it just looked like when Mobley got that, I'll say, questionable fifth foul, when, you know, he got jumped into and they called that on him and he had to sit down. Yeah. It just seemed like Mitchell just realized, I got to take over and make it happen. And he did.
And he can, Kevin. That's the one thing about Donovan Mitchell. He can take a game over.
I got to tell you, I've been watching basketball a long time, all the way back to, you know, Richfield Coliseum, and I've seen some amazing players. And what I saw in that fourth quarter and him do, basically make himself undefendable, he was amazing. I mean, that was probably one of the top 10 performances I've seen in the quarter in a long time. So I think he's exactly what our team needed, and he was the spark to win that game last night.
Kev, when you say it was fun there last night, what does that mean? Tell me, why was that fun?
Oh, my God, it was packed. I mean, I don't know for sure if it was a sellout, but it sure seemed like it there. The crowd was into it. Everyone was cheering. People were high-fiving each other. You know, when they're chanting the MVP, I mean, it was just a great atmosphere. Everyone was happy. They were cheering. I mean, it was such a great atmosphere.
What'd you think of the LeBron video? Just curious.
Oh, I thought it was very well done. I thought it was very respectful. I thought it was well done. And I tip my cap. I think the Cavs did a really nice job with that. So I thought it was very nice for them to do that.
Kevin, thank you, buddy.
Thanks. I'm just trying to get a feel. Because you know, sometimes when you see something on TV, you're like, okay, excuse me. You're like, okay, but I wonder what it's really like while you're there, you know?
It was cooking. I agree with Charles and what he said about the bench. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things. But again, Andy, you can say that about a lot of NBA teams.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. And I'll be honest, that's the thing I got to wrap my head around. This is not like last year's team where I thought it. And I was looking forward to Sexton and Markkanen. You get a chance to get Donovan Mitchell, without question. But this was setting up to be one of those deep teams where you could go 8-9 deep. I think you can now. It just hasn't really kind of played out that way. But that's okay because it's worked. Are you happy with it, folks? It's not the style that I prefer for a team, but I think it's the prevalent style in the NBA today. And certainly when the Cavaliers are playing very, very well. 216-578-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan. Cavs were fun last night. They were impressive last night. Charles Barkley in the postgame said, likes the team, likes what they're doing, concerned about the bench, but then went off on a tangent that Clevelanders, gotta love this.
Is there one weakness? But man, I'm telling you, it's great to have the Cavaliers playing well again. Cleveland, to me, is one of the most underrated cities in the world. I love going to Cleveland. And you know what?
Stop, man. Stop.
You don't like Cleveland?
I'm not saying I don't like Cleveland, but when's the last time that you ever called me,
Joakim
Shaq,
Noah,
and like, let's go to Cleveland?
Hey, yeah.
Let's go hang out in Cleveland.
Joakim Noah. Joakim Noah.
There's no vacation spots. It's a nice city. Come on.
It's a nice city. I just said it's a nice city.
No, but you said underrated.
And what's your favorite restaurant in Cleveland?
Go there and
my favorite restaurant in Cleveland?
McDonald's. The one with the food.
I have to talk to Mike Fratello. He'd take me to some really sweet Italian place.
And we'll talk about that on the podcast, too, I'm sure.
That's gold, Jerry. Gold.
Hey, what's...
Come on. We could guess what the restaurant is, can't we?
No, what's with Shaq and what's with Ernie Johnson? Joakim Noah? Joakim Noah. Okay, one guy didn't like Cleveland. He screamed about not liking Cleveland, and they bring him up like he's some kind of like reference.
He is a reference. Remember, he dogged us. I don't have a problem with that.
It's no reference. I mean, one guy doesn't like Cleveland?
Well, he's not the only guy that doesn't like Cleveland. There's a lot of guys that don't like it here. I just don't know why. I mean, are you vacationing in Milwaukee? Are you vacationing in...
Wow, as somebody who did that over Thanksgiving, that hurts my feelings.
You should have your feelings hurt. Where else would you be not vacationing? Would you be vacationing in Sacramento?
They've got a great train museum there.
Like I said, would you be vacationing in Sacramento? Trying to think, San Antonio, are a lot of people vacationing there?
Can we be perfectly honest?
Yes.
How many places are vacation destinations?
In the NBA, let's think about it. Miami.
In our entire country.
Well, probably the cities that we're talking about. Miami, Phoenix, L.A.,
New York,
maybe Boston.
You could go take Chicago, Boston.
I don't in Boston, but you're not vacationing.
And that's about it.
Are you really vacationing in Boston? No, you're going to have to like
other
the coast or something.
Well, but see, here's the thing. If you're going on vacation, you're probably going to a non-NBA city.
You're probably going to a non-sports city.
You're
for
going
the most
to
part,
Montana.
Right?
You're going to somewhere in Florida.
I got news. I'm not going to Montana now, man. It's cold there.
Well,
I did 5 years there.
That's what happens at this time of the year.
But I just like when people say that vacation. Yeah, if you come here during the summer, you easily could vacation here if you wanted to. I'm just saying, oh, what is this? Line one. Are you kidding? Go for it.
Anthony Lima has called us. Hello, Anthony Lima.
Anthony, I think I know the Italian restaurant.
Okay, I have no problem saying it. We're allowed to say it, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, Dolce Vita?
La Dolce Vita.
I'm saying Dolce Vita, exactly.
Yeah,
right.
Of course, Terry does a great job there, man. He's awesome. Yeah. The guy that owns is super nice.
100%. And I don't know, people get upset about the vacation thing, but
who wants to go vacation in any city other than maybe New York or LA or something? I mean, seriously. You don't. I'm not going to go to Charlotte, and I love Charlotte, but I'm not going to vacation there.
No.
There are golf trips in the Carolinas. I don't think a lot of people are, you know, going north for their vacations very often. So,
but do you know, Anthony, it's really easy to do a golf trip here during the summer. We have so many great courses.
You can go play golf anywhere.
Well, he's just saying if you're going to Carolinas, right?
Yeah. I think Carolinas, people do go down, Robert Trent Jones in Bama and Southeast. I understand that. Really, people come to Cleveland. People get acquainted with places in Cleveland for weddings, for a lot of the different events that they've secured over the years here. I mean, we had a span from 2015 to, 2019 that we basically had every event you could have. And then we ended up having, the All-Star Games for both the NBA. We had the draft. So obviously, that's when you come to places like Cleveland. I don't take that as a big shot. It doesn't surprise me that Kenny Smith, him and his buddies are not vacationing in Northeast Ohio. That's not a huge shock to me. I don't think anybody should be really put off by that.
All right, bigger question for you. How was your day yesterday? You had a daddy day yesterday? Wasn't that one of the reasons I filled in yesterday in the morning?
We did, and it went down as a waste because we had to wake up every hour on the hour last night. Going through the holiday preparation, it's not fun because what's the point? What's the point of New Year's with a newborn?
Welcome to parenthood, pal.
I don't know. You kind of look at this amazing new person that's in your life, and you're like, wow, I can't believe this.
Jeff Phelps, I have a question. Last night, while Donovan Mitchell is getting serenaded with MVP chants at the free throw line,
Didn't
it feel like that was the first time we got an organic MVP chant where LeBron's in the building – and it's not just a spiteful thing. Like, hey, let's prop up one of our guys. Like, you actually had a player.
Baron Davis, right?
Right. That's what I mean. But that's a fraudulent type of thing. This was, hey, welcome back, LeBron. Gave him a nice little ovation. But we have a player, and we have a team that is actually ready to make a run, and it has nothing to do with LeBron. I thought that was a very cool moment yesterday, and a scintillating performance by a superstar.
I would agree. Anthony, thank you so much for calling in to another show. We appreciate that, but the orchestra is queuing you out, so see ya.
Hey, I got news.
Well done, Anthony
I would
Lima.
Never do that to you. Menigan's a jerk.
Well done, Anthony.
You on for the rest of the segment.
There's Anthony Lima. Make sure you pick up your parting gifts.
That was weak, guys.
There you go.
He's one of our teammates. You guys
are you kidding? It was nice of him to call in. I appreciated that very much.
I do, too.
Anthony has great perspective, but he has no idea what he got into when he became a parent. He talked about LeBron and Donovan Mitchell and the organic MVP chant. LeBron had some thoughts about the Cavaliers adding Donovan Mitchell.
Well, they were competitive before Donovan got here, but I thought, them adding him made them even more dynamic. I mean, if you watched them last year, you saw how competitive they were as well. You know, and then you add an all-star, NBA all-star like Donovan, it's going to automatically make your team better.
Yep, and they have. There's no question that's been the case. Now, Anthony mentioned the video tribute. You mentioned the video tribute, the energy in the arena. The place was cooking. It caught the attention of the guy wearing number 6 for the Lakers.
I mean, come on. That's what Cleveland sports is all about. You know, from the Guardians to the Browns to the Cavs, the fans, they're going to always support and be loud, and that's what they do. So I wouldn't expect anything less of that.
There you go.
LeBron is the greatest. I truly believe he knows what he's talking about in this one, but like I said, the first couple years he was in the league, when he came in, I was always blown away by, we would go into different cities and how much he knew or how much he knew how to talk about when he goes. Like, again,
he's a smart guy.
Oh.
And he did his research.
I mean, like,
he always knew.
I'll never forget, there was a trip to Toronto and he was hounded. I mean, there had to have been 40 or 50 TV cameras and reporters around him in a pretty small area. And I heard him drop a, you know, coming into this house and knowing what the Maple Leafs have been able to do here and how the Raptors have kind of set the stage. I was waiting for him to say, you know, I went to the Marlies game the other day because I thought they were – I mean, whoever was prepping him on that stuff was really, really good. And, you know, he always gave you that soundbite.
Maybe he was just prepping himself.
I don't know. He'd always give you that great soundbite. I think if you were in another city, you're like, man, this superstar really gets us. He understands us. I can't wait till he's a free agent. Maybe he'll come here. I mean – you talk about PR 101, man. He has his doctorate in that. There's no question.
He's done a great job with that. There's no question about that. Do you think this Cavs team is sitting pretty right now? Or do you think that Kobe Altman is sitting there thinking, what should and could I add to this team? I'm not sure.
Well, isn't that his job? Shouldn't he walk into the office every day and go, okay, can I add? Can I subtract? What do I do in case of emergency on this or
but
that?
But I wonder, Andy, if they're actively thinking they need to add something. You know, take a look. And again, it goes back to, I think, a big part of where the NBA is today. There's so many teams with so many players. There is no perfect team, perfect lineup. I mean, I think you can look at every starting five in the NBA and think they need this, they need that. You could even say they need two things, three things in a starting five. Cavs don't need anything but maybe one thing, and that's a small forward. You know, Dean Wade's out for a while. Lamar Stevens, opportunity, but I don't know if Lamar's your guy. Caris LeVert, I love him coming off the bench.
Yeah,
does he love him coming off the bench? That's an issue, I would think.
I'm trying to think of the perfect team over the last – I mean, other than Golden State – where they just could just electrocute you in every different way.
Yeah.
I mean, when Durant first got there, you're like, wow, I still think back to that and how good that team was. And we were right there. In fact, you know, we got one from them. So
that'll be something to pay attention to as the season goes on.
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.